WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board now has 6 options to adjust boundaries of Consolidated and College Station high schools. 2 more maps were unveiled during a 2-hour workshop last night. Those are on the school district's website at csisd.org. Administrators also told board members the idea of making the dividing line, either Rock Prairie Road or the freeway, would widen the difference of low-income students on the 2 campuses. That's a conclusion that was expected by board member Michael Wesson.
I don't think there's anybody at this table who thought this was a good option, but we get asked about this so frequently. Why don't we just split things north and south, that you see essentially what you have to do to make the population numbers look even halfway reasonable? And I would bargain to say, if you didn't dip down as far as you did on the east side, the truth is, if you'd drawn just a true east-west line divided north and south, that line would have been below College Station High School.
There was no discussion of expanding grandfathering to this year's eighth graders, something asked by almost half of the speakers at last week's public hearing. School Board President Jeff Harris is Scott's guest later this morning on the Infomaniacs. Today starts the annual Stress in Public Schools for students, parents, and educators. That is the state-mandated STAR tests.
Certainly, testing is always a challenge, but I also think right now it's a reality of measurement. That's something we have to get through.
Bryan School Board President Mark McCall, during our show, says state officials have changed their mind about high school students opting out of state tests if their ACT or SAT scores were high enough.
What I understand as late as Friday, this past Friday, that was revised to say that they could test out with a met expectations instead of at the higher level. So they just met the minimum expectations, which of course for a lot of our students, a lot of our schools, and a lot of the rankings where all these measurements go into play, including the controversial A through D rating.
And McCall says they keep getting mixed signals from the state about what counts and doesn't count towards campus ratings. But he says the bottom line is doing what's right for Bryan ISD students. Residents living in 16 units of a College Station apartment complex were displaced following a fire yesterday afternoon. The College Station Fire Department reported no injuries from the call to Campus Crossing Apartments on Merriam Pugh. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Upon arrival, firefighters reported heavy fire coming from the front of the first floor of the 2-story building. The fire then spread to the second story and the attic space. The fire was brought under control within 30 minutes. CSFD reports 16 residents will be assisted by their Community Action Response Team, the Red Cross, and apartment management. The ongoing expansion and renovation of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center is going to take longer following an unexpected expense. At the last College Station City Council meeting, approval was given to the project's 6th change order. The $220,000 addition will include removing more than 3,400 square feet of floor tile that contains asbestos. The latest change order will also replace the existing roof, switch lighting fixtures to LED, and getting new doors and windows. This will add another month of construction to the project, which was approved by voters in College Station's 2008 bond issue. A College Station man who survived being shot almost 8 years ago is headed to prison.
The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 39-year-old Edward Figures admitted to threatening his sister with a knife in February of last year. Figures also pleaded guilty to at least 5 other crimes, including assaulting his girlfriend 3 years ago. Figures was sentenced to a total of 12 years. In June 2010, Figures was shot twice in the midsection during an argument. At the time of the shooting, Bryan police reported the wounds were not life-threatening. An inmate at the Brazos County Jail is headed to prison after admitting to slamming a detention officer into a wall last year. According to the DA's office, the 25-year sentence given to 35-year-old Roderick Manley was due to his criminal history. The detention officer received multiple cuts and bruises from the assault. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M is cutting its ties with a Chinese organization that could pose a threat to U.S. security.
The move comes after 2 Texas congressmen, Michael McCaul and Henry Cuellar, warned the Confucius Institute could be used by the Beijing government to gather intelligence through its association with several Texas schools. Texas A&M and Prairie View A&M immediately issued statements saying the school's ties with the Institute will be dropped. Officials at UT Dallas, UT San Antonio, Texas Southern, and the Houston ISD are considering their next moves after getting the request from McCall and Cuellar. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 55 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show, 979-695-1620. That text line is powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll take a look at news one more time at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Barker's Heating and Cooling presents another way to make you feel better, an annual checkup for your home comfort system. We'll do a thorough examination and make sure your system's circulation is running great, because a checkup today helps keep the breakdown away. Barker's Heating and Cooling is also offering up to $1,700 in rebates or 0% financing for 72 months. To learn more about a new system or to schedule your checkup, call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 979-314-0618 today, or visit us at barkerservices.com.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning. It's 8:12. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Sunshine's in today's forecast. Should actually be a very nice day. Temperatures later this afternoon between 70 and 75. High pressure will keep the weather clear tonight, lows 50 to 55. More sun tomorrow. It's going to be breezy. Highs, they're going to be close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, breezy, 60 to 65. Partial sunshine and breezy Thursday. There could be a shower or two, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it's 8:13, so I sent you guys the...
Yep. Oh, sorry.
That's me.
That
was really aggressive.
Yeah!
So this was an actual commercial for this thing called Pick.
Mm-hmm.
A pleasant aroma for you, but not for mosquitoes. Pick is easy to use. Light it and forget it. The exclusive aluminum-lined ashtray top means not an ash falls on the dash. Pick's aroma keeps mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies away. Pick is the best protection for barbecues, fishing and camping trips, or just relaxing in the yard. No more sleepless nights or mosquito bites. Pick is harmless to children and pets, too.
So if you don't want our company ever anywhere, just like Pick is, see what I mean?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Is that supposed to be a mosquito?
Yeah.
I didn't watch,
sorry. That kind of sounded like my screaming mosquito earlier.
It did, yeah.
Sounded annoying, yeah.
And again, the audio that they, the video that they have actually shows, you know, a man and a woman sleeping in, of course, separate beds, and the child's crib.
Of course, because that would be inappropriate. Yeah.
The child's crib, all in this room with this thing burning. Okay?
Wait, but you sent me the drive-in movie ad.
Yeah.
And
that, but I mean, they have two ways that they put that together for you, and you could put it.
It was called a mosquito coil. Is that what it was?
Well, now they call it a mosquito coil because I had a listener call and say, "Yeah, it's called a mosquito coil." I said, "No. It's much better than that." Anyway. By the way, if you just keep that YouTube running, it'll show you drive-in movie ads from the 50s and 60s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Back when you didn't worry about what was in that corn dog.
That reminds me, Scott, did we, you didn't take a look at that Squatty Potty commercial, did you?
Oh, I have.
With the unicorn?
Zach, you'll have to send it to him.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'll have to look at that at some point this week. So Market Watch says Grand Theft Auto 5 is now the most profitable piece of media in history. Okay.
Wow.
There is not even a movie that has made this much money. The game has sold more than 90 million units since it came out just 5 years ago and has generated about $6 billion.
Wait, this is what version of Grand Theft Auto?
This is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay.
The game sold $6 billion, far more than movies like Star Wars or even Gone with the Wind, which both have collected more than $3 billion when adjusted for inflation. And that doesn't even add the DVD and the streaming sales. Nintendo's Mario franchise has sold more copies than Grand Theft Auto 5, but no single game has come close to $6 billion.
Wow. More than Gone with the Wind, huh?
Well, you know, and part of what they say is Gone with the Wind, you know, the tickets were like $3.
Right.
So, yeah. It's been out there for a long time.
Well, but frankly, no, Scott,
yeah, no, you don't give
I don't it. Give a damn.
So, when a dog rolls over, sticks its little paws up in the air, and looks lovingly up at you.
The dead bug.
The dead bug thing, yeah. Yep. They don't want you to rub their belly.
Oh,
yes,
no?
They do.
I know.
Yes,
they really do. Jill McKay, who is a doctor and says she's an animal expert.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see how happy her animals are.
Self-described, yeah.
Yeah. Says a dog does not want its tummy tickled when it rolls over. They probably will not enjoy it. That's not true.
Not true.
No. I have a dog that just absolutely just, yeah, just, you know,
uh-huh.
loves it.
Yeah,
just,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the spot. Yeah.
Exactly. Because you can. You can when scratch places.
Yeah, when
they
their
can.
Leg starts moving, that's a good thing.
It is. So, anyhow, she says this is one of the many things that we do that are wrong for our dogs, along with shouting at our dog when they bark at the door.
Oh, I shout.
Oh, yeah.
Or telling a cat not to scratch the sofa. When the dog rolls over, it is an expression of trust, and that's true. But that's the same thing as if you hold them. If you hold them, if they're small enough to, and you hold them and you cradle them so that their belly is exposed, that means they trust you. If they get antsy about that, they're going, nah, I don't want you doing that. So, anyhow, the other thing is the barking at a stranger thing. Or the postman or whatever. Most people tell their dog to stop.
Right.
The best solution would be for the person at the door and the family to come inside the house. Not the mailman, but if it's come, you know.
Come on in, Mr. UPS man.
That's exactly right, yeah. Come in and just quietly continue your conversation and pay no attention to the dog. Mm,
she'll keep barking.
Yeah, that's yeah. kind of hard
tried
to
it all.
Do when they're just yapping in your ear.
No, this is Jill McKay. She's a specialist.
Jill doesn't sound like she knows much about dogs.
Kind of what I'm thinking. She says, if you don't pay attention, and I've heard Caesar say this when a dog misbehaves, is don't pay attention.
I've
to
heard
them.
That about, and this actually did work when I was training Coda not to happy pee. So when you come home and they get really excited and you get excited back and then they end up peeing because they're so excited.
Okay.
If you walk in, don't pay attention to them. If they're in a crate, let them out and immediately bring them outside.
Sure.
Then that kind of gets them out of the happy pee thing.
And they respond.
And that worked for me at least.
They respond to our voices. There's no doubt. If we, you know, if we try to greet them in a happy way, then, you know, then you get the happy pee thing going on. Mm-hmm. So.
By the way, I went and saw A Quiet Place last night, and I know my dog would never make it.
Is that right?
Because he would talk too much. He'd be too loud.
So how was that?
It was good. Okay. It was really good. It's a different kind of experience for sure. And sure enough, I was sitting, I don't know, a couple of seats away from an older couple, and somebody's stomach was...
And you could hear it. See?
You could hear it.
Oh.
And, you know, munching on popcorn and
slurping
on drinks and...
Just,
I mean, there
just
was
those people or others.
Oh well, other people too. Myself probably included because I had popcorn and a drink too. But I mean, there were probably two lines of dialogue throughout the entire movie.
Wow!
They did sign language a lot.
I couldn't do it. I don't.
They did sign language, so it had subtitles.
Like, okay.
With the sign language, yeah.
Good.
Oh, okay.
So you actually had to pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody snoring?
No, I don't think anybody fell asleep.
All right. Okay. This is pretty good. So how long is it?
Hour and a half.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's not long.
And then, of course, the other question, will there be a sequel?
That I do not know.
It's set up to
where it could be.
All right.
There could be.
That's what I liked about Get Out. Get Out, there's no sequel.
Okay? Oh.
Well. There's no CGI and there's no sequel. Can't happen. So, you know, just go on from there.
I don't want no sequel.
No, well, I mean, again, that means they're just trying to sucker you in for more of that. So, anyhow.
Well.
You know that grocery shopping when you're hungry is a no-no. Now researchers say that shopping when you're sad can bust the budget, too. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University had participants watch a sad video clip after they offered more than three times as much for a bottled water than for those people who would just watch like a documentary or a normal one. So you're willing to pay more when you're sad.
Sad.
Just saying.
So you know. Sad.
Either that or, of course, you know, if there's no other water available anyplace, that's what you're going to pay.
Right.
All right, now, you know, I probably should have, and I didn't. We didn't do the yodeling kid.
Oh, we still could.
Yeah, we could. Well, there's also apparently now we have a copycat kid.
Oh, well, no one likes a copycat.
I know, but I mean, now what do we do with that?
Anytime something goes viral, you got to. And people have been taking that video of that poor kid, and they have been posting all kinds of crazy stuff with it.
Have they?
Put him in weird situations. I don't know.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know. I guess I'll go see it so I can see what people. But again,
it's just awkward. That's why it's funny.
Okay, and then if you're going to put the kid in something awkward that it really was not the real thing, that's not the purpose of it. It's not why we do that anyway.
That's not how it works.
He went viral. That's
whatever.
That
I was
going to
say. You know, he's happy no matter what.
Hope he's making money. Hope he's making money off of the deal. All right. Okay, we'll just do this one. You don't have to comment. How many times do you wear your underwear before you wash them?
Once. I will comment.
Okay.
Once.
A new survey asked people, how many times do you wear a pair of underwear before you wash them? And why you'd think they'd say once, apparently doesn't happen. Apparently 31% of men, and 10% of women wear their underwear two times.
Y'all are gross.
Yeah.
Or
more. Oh, no. Y'all are gross.
It's twice.
Okay.
Twice.
Yeah.
Once, and then you flip them inside out.
No.
There's a 3%er right there. There's a 3%er who did that. Okay.
3% say they do that?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, so
there's
gross.
More. There's more, unfortunately. 26% of women wear a bra at least five times before they wash it, and 6% wear it at least 10 times.
Bras are way different than underwear.
Yeah, they really are. And 31% of people wear their gym clothes at least three times before they wash
them. Oh, my.
Well, but I mean,
I don't even sweat a whole lot, and I still wash my gym clothes after every workout.
Really?
Yes. Why is that so shocking?
I don't know. In baseball, we washed our stuff like once a week.
Okay. My entire senior year of softball in high school, yeah. I had a pair of game day socks that did not get washed.
Okay. All right. So
but that's still different.
And you dare to sit upon your throne and look down upon me?
Yes. Yes.
After that?
Because you are a grown man now, Zach. You are a grown man and you need to be washing your gym. Oh, wait. You have to go to the gym to have gym clothes.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Just going full angry this morning.
Anyway.
Don't work up much of a sweat either. I just kind of sit there and play on my phone.
That's right. I'm waiting on this machine. I'll be over there in a minute. Yeah.
You took some of the weights, man. I got a bench press of 450. Yeah.
I'm not going to do 425. I'm going
backwards. That's not enough.
450. All right.
Someone texted in and tried to call me out on my bed sheets. Okay, listen, those get washed every 2 weeks now.
I sure hope that's your mom.
No, we talked about it on the show.
Oh. Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did talk about that. All right, let's move on quickly. there are 27 actors who appeared in Goodfellas who went on to be in The Sopranos.
Yes.
27. All right.
Shinebox guy.
Okay.
I forgot his name.
Wolves howl together in harmony to make it sound like there are more of them. Okay.
Oh.
Pretty smart.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is smart.
About 8.6 million lightning bolts strike the earth every day. Every day.
Like actually hit something.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Better hope it doesn't hit you.
Could be just earth. Could be just earth, but it does hit you.
Okay.
All right. So the best time to do anything. The best time to do anything. Now, in other words, when we're most productive. Here's the deal. I don't know what they predicate this on as far as the time that you get up, because I think that has to have something to do with it, right?
I would think so.
All right. Now,
Because what are they saying?
Let's say that they're using 7 o'clock in the morning to get up.
Okay.
That's crazy for us, but not for other folks. The best time to make
crazy because we would be late for work.
That's right. Best time to make a tough decision around 10 in the morning. That's because the brain's area responsible for concentration and focus is most active.
Right. So do we move that back 3 hours?
They say 2 to 4 hours after you wake up.
Okay.
2 to 4 hours after you wake up.
Is the best time to do something?
Is to make a tough decision.
Okay.
So see, 8 o'clock. Or,
right.
Well,
right.
Earlier than that if it's 2.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, when's the best time to crunch numbers?
Never for me.
About
I was going to say
3 in the afternoon, and the reason is because body temperature begins to rise in the afternoon, speeding blood flow to the brain and increasing your mental sharpness. If you don't think the boss will buy that excuse, then say, I can't work on the sales report because it cuts into my peak balancing time.
I'm sure he'll take that
as an excuse.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't think the sales manager we have here now would do that.
Yeah.
I think
I'm usually napping then. Yeah,
okay.
So.
That would work.
Mm-mm.
Best time for a walk, 5 p.m. Your body temperature is at its highest, which will boost your energy so you can walk farther faster.
It's also the hottest outside at 5 o'clock.
Well, once again, these could be Yankees that did this.
True. Yeah. Sounds like it.
It could also have to do with
Yankees.
The aforementioned dogs that you have. They may decide that it's time
to
go out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, come on, Mom, let's go walk. We need to be walking.
Mom.
Because Mom looks... I guess they look at the sun to some extent, too, and decide that that could be a good time for him to go out. But nonetheless.
Maybe.
And the best time to go to bed, they say, 11 o'clock.
11?
11. Yeah, I know. Too bad. Because
if I see 11 o'clock on my clock, I am just dreading waking up the next day.
Well, they say this has to do with the production of the sleep hormone melatonin being at its peak, making it at the ideal time to get some sleep.
This is definitely an East Coast study.
Yeah. If you go to bed at 11 o'clock, won't get you the recommended 8 hours of sleep, probably. But nonetheless, it works out because from a standpoint of
quality of sleep, I guess.
The melatonin there. And you're right. Because, I mean, anytime you go to the East or West Coast, if you decide to watch the news, you happen to be in your hotel room, you go,
it's late.
It's 11 o'clock.
Why would
I stay up and care anything about that?
Man.
But again, it's Yankees, and they live where they live, so they think they're smarter than we are.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get 0% financing on all Gravely zero-turn mowers. Head to ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today. ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry. At 0% financing, these mowers won't last long. Gravely. Built to mow the distance. This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, April the 10th, 1768, the Marquis de Ruby filed an official report in Mexico City on Spain's frontier presidios. After a 23-month inspection tour, his report recommended that Spain reorganize its frontier defenses of 15 presidios, more or less along the U.S.-Mexico border. The report also recommended that Spain maintain only San Antonio and Santa Fe to the north of this line, to abandon East Texas completely and undertake a war of extermination against the Apaches. More than 4 years passed before a royal proclamation incorporated many of Ruby's recommendations. Under the new regulations, Spain abandoned all missions and presidios in Texas except those at La Bahia and San Antonio, designated the latter city the new capital of Texas, removed all settlers and soldiers from East Texas, and implemented a new policy intended to establish good relations with the enemies of the Apaches. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Here comes the greatest media circus on earth as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg prepares to testify before Congress. Can he say or do anything to repair the damage? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. And this bit of news doesn't help Facebook's cause either. It turns out that the largest Black Lives Matter Facebook page is a complete fraud. For over a year, as Zuckerberg and the company endlessly promised to clean up Facebook, a middle-aged white man living in Australia pulled off a giant scam, collecting tens of thousands of dollars and 700,000 Facebook followers, posing as Black Lives Matter. His fake page had twice the number of followers than the genuine page and was only exposed after CNN, and not Facebook, discovered the scam. Zuckerberg is already in D.C., meeting privately with members of Congress before his official I'm sorry appearance tomorrow. No one has a crystal ball, but you just may be witnessing the biggest fall from grace ever. I'm Kim Komando. Here's why I'm a big fan of SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe systems are ready for anything that gets thrown at it. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. Say an intruder destroys your keypad or siren. SimpliSafe will still call the authorities and get you the help that you need. This system has safeguards to protect you against power outages, downed Wi-Fi, cut landlines, bats, hammers, and everything in between. Now, SimpliSafe's triple safeguard protection could cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. Instead, they only charge you what's fair. So 24/7 professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. And with SimpliSafe, there are no contracts and no hidden fees. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe to everyone. Go right now to SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com to protect your home and family today. SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station school board members plan to have at least between 1 to 3 more workshop discussions regarding new high school boundaries. During a 2-hour discussion last night, all 7 members said they had trouble with moving students who could walk or bike to school. In Carol Barrett's words,
deep down inside, that's the number one thing I've concluded in all my thinking and staying up at night, that I struggle to move those walkers and riders. So then if we have that, then where does that now lead us?
There was no discussion on expanding grandfathering to this year's 8th graders. The board was given 2 more maps last night. Those are on the district's website at csisd.org. School Board President Jeff Harris is Scott's guest in just a few minutes. For the next month, public school students, parents, and educators are tied up with the statewide STAR tests. Bryan School Board President Mark McCall says, quoting, "It's a reality of measurement that's something we have to get through.
It's a challenge in that we keep getting mixed signals of what counts, what doesn't count for the school rating. And I can tell you as a board, we've said a number of times in open session, we're going to do what's right for the kid."
McCall says what's right for the student may not necessarily be reflected in state ratings of Bryan ISD campuses. More than $1 million of new lighting at College Station softball and soccer fields is planned for later this year. The city council at its last meeting approved a contract for LED lights at Central Park softball fields and Brian Bachman Park soccer fields. According to background information from Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz, current systems that are costly to maintain will be replaced with better lighting that also reduces maintenance and electrical costs. No one was injured in a College Station apartment fire yesterday that affected 16 units and displaced 16 people. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. College Station firefighters were assisted by crews from Bryan at a fire to a 2-story building at Campus Crossing Apartments on Merriam Pugh. And 2 members of the Texas A&M system are cutting ties with a Chinese organization that could pose a threat to U.S. security. The Texas State Network reports the flagship campus and Prairie View A&M announcing the end of relationships with the Confucius Institute. That's after 2 Texas congressmen warned that the organization could be used by the Beijing government to gather intelligence. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 55 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, manage print services, IT IT solutions or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
835 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. 775-2929. Thank you. Oh, good. Now, Glenn, it's not. Do you want to read the weather for me? Chamber of Commerce weather would be perfect.
Well, it is good weather, and I hope it holds out through next week.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on just a second, Chelsea. I'm going to need you to. I'm going to need you to hang around when we start the school board interview. Okay. Just want to let you know.
Okay. Right. I'll be here.
Just want to make sure. In the meantime, here's the weather that I'm going to read. Look for. It's going to be pretty nice, actually. High temperature today, about 75 degrees. Low temperature tonight around 52, 80 tomorrow, and then 83 on Thursday. Got a 50-50 chance of rain on Friday, but a high of 84. It's 55 right now. Glenn Brewer's here from the Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm doing good. What I really want to know is the weather Thursday after next, Thursday the 19th.
Okay, I'll get that for you right away.
Because that's our business after hours at the ranch, Harley-Davidson. It was a huge success last year, and they're going to top it this year. I know that they're going to have some special performers there. We had almost 700 people at the business after hours last year. Wow. 5:30 to 7 on the 19th, absolutely free. You guys need to come on by. It's going to be a real fun business after hours.
We'll do that.
Then if you're looking for a job or maybe you're looking to hire someone for a job, we can put the two of you together at our spring job fair sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. It's on Thursday the 26th, noon to 4 at College Station. Free to people looking for a job. It's $250 if you want a booth. Call us at the Chamber, and we'll get you set up for that. And then we got a few ribbon cuttings. We got one today at Viasat. That's out by the Stella Hotel in Traditions area, 4:30 to 5. Absolutely free. We have one Thursday, Peace at Hand Massage Therapy, 4:30 to 5 on William D. Fitch Parkway. And then we have a real neat one on Friday the 13th. It's going to be Curious Collections Vinyl Records on Rosemary.
Hey, that sounds fun.
You need to come by, and the directions and all this is on our website, bcschamber.org. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting Wednesday in at Quarry Ridge. That's 4:30 to 5:30. They're all absolutely free. Like I said, you can come on our website, bcschamber.org, call us 260-5200. And as always, we want to mention our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, especially this week, because they do so much for our community. And that is, of course, the only one and only Brian Broadcasting.
Yay.
We appreciate them and what they do for the Chamber and all the jobs that they create in our community, Scott.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That's Glenn Brewer in. We visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, and we appreciate Glenn not bringing any comedy with him this morning and being rather brief, since we have another interview that we're going to do, and that Jeff Harris, who's the president of the College Station School Board, joins us. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you.
Where'd you go to high school?
Bryan High, class of 1990.
Go Vikes.
Just tell you like that. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, so
I did not.
The president of the College Station School Board is a Bryan Viking.
We're everywhere.
That's it. Okay, that's it. So, good morning and thank you for being here. That's you guys and gals are in the news, and I know that's really the last place that you want to be, but you know, we're rezoning again. Why are we at the point where just 2 years removed from it we're doing this again?
Well, we had a presentation from the administration last fall, and we have identified a capacity issue at College Station High School, meaning we have more students than space, to be specific, classroom space. And we basically identified two choices. Either we could ask taxpayers for a bond to expand capacity at College Station High School, or we could move students and make use of the capacity we already have at A&M Consolidated High School. I think the board saw that as a pretty easy decision, and unanimously we decided to move students. Well, what that means is rezoning.
Let me preface by saying we're not going to talk about Plan 1, Plan 2, Plan 3, any of this today, because it's still a process ongoing. What I'm trying to understand is how we got to where we are today. So let me just ask what, I don't know, is probably a stupid question. Why did you build College Station High School where you built it instead of maybe on the other side of the freeway, for instance?
Well, it was built there for a couple of reasons. One, at the time, there hadn't been as much development down south. But I'd also say it's where we owned land. Large tracts in South College Station are hard to come by. And if you look at a map or an aerial photograph, to date me, you really see how limited those size tracks actually are. So as we projected out at the time that decision was made 10 years ago, long time ago, that seemed very far south. Today it looks different.
And that's what I guess we want to explore a little bit today. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you went with the best guess, but sometimes the best guess is wrong. So you're trying to do a better job this time. How is this process different than it was 2 years ago?
I think the primary difference is 2 years ago, just to add some clarity, is we had a committee made up of various community members and other stakeholders who would meet and go through the process. And basically that was done in some private meetings, and then a recommendation was sent to the board. This approach is fundamentally different in that the board is actually doing the process, and because of that, it is open for everyone to see. Because of the Open Meetings Act, we do everything in public. And the thought is that that adds some real benefit to the community so that they can see it. They can understand what the issues are, and that there's a trade-off. Every time we do one thing, it has ripple effects or impacts across the district, so that they can see the decisions we're actually having to make.
Okay, well, I'll say this, because there's probably somebody out there thinking, okay, great, now we've got that process, and that's archived. Now let's let you get behind closed doors and solve this thing without the public scrutiny.
No.
And why no? And that's fine, but why no?
I mean, to me, there's real value in us doing the public business in the open. I mean, I work at a law firm, and we represent people all over town. And so what people could do is assume that because of some relationship some partner of mine may have, that I'm doing something that I shouldn't be behind closed doors. Well, when those discussions are out in the open, everyone gets to see it. They get to know exactly what people are saying and the why behind it. And I think there's a lot of value in that because it adds credibility to the process. And ultimately, I think it leads to better decision-making.
Jeff Harris here this morning. He's the president of the College Station School Board. You had a forum, 150 people. A lot of them were angry. And for reasons that they think are just fine, but you as a member of the school board, and I want you to speak for yourself rather than other members of the school board, have to take a lot of things into consideration. Explain, if you will, some of the variables that you as a board have to look at beyond just the emotion of this thing.
Well, let me start by saying we have to take a lot of things into consideration. And when you have a particular group that's impacted, it gives the appearance that they're the ones that show up and speak. So the appearance is, well, everyone's against this. Well, we recognize as board members that we represent the community at large. In fact, we have a significantly greater number of people in the community that don't have kids in our district than do. So we have to represent all of those people, not just the people who come to the board meeting and voice concerns about a particular direction we may or may not be going. Now, with that said, the particulars of the decision where we are now, the trade-offs are pretty easy to identify because we're actually having to move kids from College Station High School to Consol. We are either moving people who can walk or ride a bike to school, or we're adding to people's drive times because they live south of College Station High School and will have to drive further north to Consol. So that's issue number one. And then the other variable that we're really looking at is how much do we rely on future developments versus actually moving kids who are in homes now?
Well, you've got another thing that you take into account. I don't know if you don't have to by law, but that is the economic demographics as opposed to just the geographics that we involve here. You're trying to balance two campuses with that factor as well. Speak to that, if you would.
I will. That gets complicated. And like a lot of things here, it's all multivariable. There are a lot of factors, and they push and pull against each other. We call that comparability in our discussions. And it's for multiple reasons. One, and I'll say this first and foremost, we're trying to maximize the opportunity for educational success for all students, including our low socioeconomic status students. And what the research shows is if we can keep the percentage of those kids down low, then you have the let's say, better study habits and other things that lead to better education of the other students in the school impacting those low SES students and having a positive net result. That's part of it, trying to maximize the chance of the success for the low SES students. The other part of comparability is we don't want the perception in the community to be that we have one school that's a good school, one school that's a bad school. We don't want a rich school and a poor school. And the low SES comparability is part of that.
This is not the only school district in Texas that does this. There's some of them who've had to do it a lot. There's some who've had to do it for decades on a regular basis because Texas is a fast-growing state. College Station having to do this twice within 2 years is a little bit atypical, but do you look at anything outside of Brazos County as far as a school board to see how other school boards have handled this?
We do. In fact, almost every time we do something, we ask the administration that, well, what are other people doing? We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Our difficulty has been the pace of growth. And, the reality is I think five schools in 5 years, if you look back over the last 7 or 8 years, it's been even more than that, a new high school, new middle school, intermediate school, three elementaries, and then an alternative high school. So it's with each of those come a new set of lines and a new rezoning. So it's very difficult. But absolutely, we do look at what other school districts do, and some of the things we like and some of them we don't, and we try to pick the good and follow it. And then being College Station, a lot of times we go our own way.
I want to speak to the idea that somebody on the outside who may be just a taxpayer quietly paying their taxes who no longer have kids in this school system, or maybe they had their kids and they're through the school system. Clearly, as you started, you told us there are too many students at College Station, not enough at A&M Consolidated. Is A&M Consolidated not bright and shiny anymore? What is it that makes this a situation that makes it difficult for you to balance between the two campuses?
Well, I don't know the answer to that other than it's where the growth has occurred, I think, is the primary driving factor in that where the lots are being built. I mean, if you look, you go down that central corridor, really just south of College Station High School, I mean, it's unbelievable. If you wait a few weeks and drive down a new road, there's basically a part of a neighborhood there that wasn't.
But let me interrupt for just a second. But there's resistance. My child went to school at such and such. I want them to go to this high school. Well, ma'am, sir, we're sorry you can't. That high school's full. We're going to put you in this other high school. That's what you have to do as a school board.
Absolutely. That's what we have to do. One thing we're definitely committed to is responsible and efficient use of the taxpayer resources. And that was really a fairly easy decision from the actual decision-making point, not knowing what it was leading to being easy, but the actual decision of do we use what we've already built and paid for, or do we ask for more money to add new facilities? I mean, that's something that this board will not do. It's not a tenable decision, and we want to maintain credibility and have faith in us in the community that we will make wise use of their money so that when we ask for money, they know we really need it, not that we are just trying to avoid hard decisions.
College Station School District is going to have some bonds that are going to run out. That's going to be a nice thing. You like to have those bonds paid off, but here now staring in the face will be possibly portables at one high school and certainly a third high school not too far down the road. What kind of timeline do you see as one member of the board when it comes to those two things?
Well, I can see portables next year at College Station High School. You left out one, which will the first bond that we probably will see. Part of that package will be the expansion of College Station High School. Again, this
That's permanent, not portables, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's adding another wing.
Okay.
We built it that way, again, to be efficient with taxpayer resources. You build the core and then build space for, at the time we thought 1,800, as it works out, it's more like 1950. Leaving the designs in place basically to extend a wing and add that at a later time when you need it, not pay for it and build it before you need it, heat it, and pay for AC and all of that, pay to clean it during that interim period. So we'll come back and add that. That will be 2-3 years out, is my guess. Just depends on the growth rates and how effective we are, quite frankly, in this process that we're involved in now. And then the real shocker, if we continue on the growth rate, if you start looking 4 years past that roughly, that's when we start having those talks about high school number three. So that could be in the, 7-8 years from now where we start that process, which is surprising considering A&M Consolidated was the only high school in town for literally decades and decades.
Okay, just to kind of pick up here and there, because it's very complex, and we know that you've got more visits that you're going to have to make with this. This is a situation where you didn't have a committee of citizens. Before you did have one, which of those two systems do you like better? One member of the board.
One member of the board. I will point out that we do have a committee of citizens. It's just that they're elected and answerable to the voters.
True.
Because we all are, and most of us are parents who have kids in the district or have kids who have just graduated. I think it depends. I like this process for particularly for this decision because it's a difficult thing to do to put representatives from neighborhoods into a committee room behind closed doors, tell them to represent their neighborhood, and then come out with a product that's best for the district as a whole. Versus the board, who, I mean, we're used to that mindset, and we do it, and we have a lot of background information, and we know the history, and we know the ramifications on the education of the kids. So we come together and do it out in the open, and for this at least, I like the board doing it, and I like the fact that it's all out in the open, and it's very, very transparent.
Finally, it's the 10th of April. When will this be settled, in your view?
I don't know the exact answer to that. I know we have, tentatively, our next meeting will be Tuesday. It may not be. Don't write that in pen. That's okay. One to put in pencil. And then the next one after that is 2 days after that, so that's that Thursday. And then we have a couple more scheduled, I think maybe one on the 26th. That's my hope, is it will be finished in a couple of meetings, maybe three.
Okay.
It just depends.
Okay, and then finally, let's go off the reservation. The legislature's not in session, but they will be soon. And if you had your magic wand, what would you ask the legislature to do for public education?
The first thing I would ask them to do is fix the funding. Ideally, we could keep our local tax dollars here. I really do. I'm a fiscal conservative, I would say. And there's something very nice about having local citizens being able to set their own tax rates and spend the money as they see fit. That's first and foremost. But the idea of unfunded mandates that they like to complain about the people in Washington, D.C. doing to them, well, they turn around and do it to us. I would like them, if they're going to mandate things, which at times is very appropriate, give us the money to do it. Don't do it and then not give us the funds, because what that means is it starts impacting teaching math, teaching English, teaching history.
Anything else we didn't cover this morning that you want to leave with the audience as we go through this process?
Well, I think we covered most of it, but the one thing I would say is we have good problems. I mean, the problems really that we're facing today stem from growth, which is a good thing. It's a sign that people value what we're doing, and they value the education their children get from College Station ISD. So as we're going through this, and even though the process is difficult, keep perspective. I mean, we have a very good situation here. The decision we're making is which nationally ranked high school students go to. I think sometimes that gets lost in the mix. I mean, there is no bad situation for the students. Mine go to Consol, and it's fantastic. So those who are being asked to make a change know that at the end of the day, it's going to be great, not just good, but great. We recognize change is difficult, but bear with us. We'll get there.
Jeff Harris, he's the president of the College Station School Board. Thanks for the time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The community interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. Or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
All right, News Talk 1620 WTAW. That was serious enough.
Jeez. Yeah, Scott, you took so long.
I know, I'm sorry. All right, so in the 2 minutes we've got left, we have more proof that Meghan Markle could become this generation's version of the legendary Princess Diana.
Oh.
Kensington Palace announced yesterday that the Suits actress and Prince Harry incredibly grateful for the goodwill shown to them since the announcement of their engagement, and they are keen on the many possibilities to have a generous spirit as they go on through married life.
What, are we just going to look over Kate?
Well, no.
No, just, Kate got her time in the spotlight.
Right. Fans are encouraged to give to Scotty's Little Soldiers, which supports children who've lost a parent in the British Armed Forces. So there you go.
When is Kate due? That's my question. Is she gonna have the? Is she gonna ruin this wedding?
Yeah, no kidding. Did they make some plans about that? All right.
I think she's due before May.
Hear ye! Princess Kate is having her baby.
In the next 2 weeks.
Whoa, that's good.
The baby's
okay.
Expected around April 23rd. So
they better not be crying during the ceremony.
Good point. No. Yeah. All right, Los Angeles. Los Angeles is spending $40,000 per mile to paint their streets white. Why?
That doesn't sound.
I know. It sounds like the Onion once again.
Right. Okay. So why?
They are literally painting the streets to combat climate change.
Oh.
The grayish white street coating is called Cool Seal. It's sprayed on the roadway with trucks and then spread across the surface with squeegees. It turns that nasty, dark-colored asphalt that absorbs 80 to 95% of the sun's rays and cools it down.
Right, but that's not going to get grungy and gross.
Not at all.
Anytime
it's,
soon.
It's called the Urban Heat Island. That's what happens. And they could add 22 degrees Fahrenheit
so
to the air temperature.
So traffic in L.A. is just going to get that much better.
It's going to be bright and it'll glare in your eyes. And then, of course, when you're stopped and your car is leaking oil, it'll get nasty after a week.
Be like a painting, yeah.
Yeah, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.